faster proximity labeling with Turbo ID and Mini Turbo. A fundamental approach to studying membranes, organelles, and other subcellular compartments is via proteomics, the study of the distribution and interactions of proteins within these structures. Enzyme-catalyzed proximity labeling uses a promiscuous labeling enzyme and a small molecule substrate to map the spatio-temporal distribution and interaction networks of specific proteins in living cells. Until recently, the enzymes most frequently used for proximity labeling were APEX2 and BioID. APEX2 is fast, tagging proximal proteins within minutes, but requires hydrogen peroxide, which can be toxic in living cells. BioID was derived from biotin ligase and is less toxic, but the process is much slower and can take as long as several days. In 2015, the laboratory of Alice Ting used yeast display-based directed evolution to create APEX2. They have now applied the same directed evolution technique to the biotin ligase from which BioID was derived, creating a pair of enzymes that overcome both the speed and toxicity limitations of APEX2 and BioID. In the Ting Lab's recent Nature Biotechnology paper, they describe TurboID and MiniTurbo, which utilize non-toxic biotin, but labeled nearly as quickly as APEX2. What's more, since the enzymes were evolved in yeast at 30 degrees Celsius, the enzymes function across a much broader temperature range than BioID, which only functions optimally at 37 degrees Celsius. Increased efficiency of TurboID and MiniTurbo now makes proximity labeling a viable method for proteomics in model organisms, such as Drosophila and C. elegans.